You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis's visit to Sweden for a joint ecumenical commemoration of the Reformation is a big step forward because Catholics and Lutherans are no longer defining themselves in opposition to each other, but in communion with one another. Those were the words of the Vatican spokesman Greg Burke to journalists at a press briefing on Wednesday, ahead of the Pope's departure for southern Sweden on Monday, October the 31st. Pope Francis and the heads of the Lutheran World Federation will be jointly presiding at an ecumenical prayer service in Lund Cathedral, followed by a public witness event in the nearby city of Malmö. On the following morning, All Saints' Day, the Pope will celebrate Mass in Malmö for Sweden's tiny Catholic community before returning to Rome. Also addressing journalists in the Vatican press office about the significance of this unprecedented ecumenical event was the General Secretary of the Lutheran World Federation, Reverend Martin Junger, and the head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Kurt Koch. The Cardinal and the Lutheran leader looked relaxed and upbeat as they explained the importance of the Pope's presence in Sweden for this 500th anniversary commemoration. The event comes as the culmination of years of theological progress, from the signing of a joint declaration on the doctrine of justification in 1999 to the publication of a shared history of the Reformation in the 2013 document From Conflict to Communion. A few years ago, Reverend Junger stressed, the idea of Catholics and Lutherans marking together such a historically divisive event would have seemed simply impossible. Yet today it's a powerful sign of witness to our fragmented and wounded world.
We are working on the last details of what we truly believe is a historic commemoration. Lutherans and Catholics, Catholics and Lutherans coming together to commemorate Reformation. We do this a year ahead of the 500th anniversary, thereby hoping to give a very strong ecumenical signal that we understand, because of our dialogues, because the trust that has grown among us, because also the fact that we have been able to remove some of the obstacles of doctrinal differences among us, that the time is mature, is ripe to move from conflict to communion. And this is what we will do publicly. This is for what we will be praying, for God to be with us. This is where we want to encourage our communities to live out that commitment.
Asked about those Catholics who question the idea of celebrating the Reformation, Cardinal Koch pointed to the three aspects of the common commemoration: gratitude for the past 50 years of progress, common witness as a sign of hope for the future, but also repentance for the terrible religious conflicts which transformed Europe into a sea of blood in the 16th and 17th centuries. Asked about the possibility of lifting Luther's excommunication, the Cardinal said that's not something the Church can actually do, but he pointed to the very many positive statements that recent popes have made in reassessing Luther's contribution to the understanding of our common Christian faith.
The Catholic Church cannot lift the excommunication because it's just finished by the death of a person. Another side is what we can say about Luther. And here we have many beautiful things, what popes have said. The beautiful words of John Paul II in his visit in Germany, in Mainz. He said that we can learn many things from Luther. Then we have the beautiful speech of Pope Benedict in Erfurt by his visit in Germany. And he said the most concern of Luther was the question of God. How I can have a merciful God? The centrality of the question of God and the Christocentrism are the most beautiful concern in the life and in the work of Luther. And Pope Benedict have recognized this very well. This is for me more important, what we can say beautiful and good about Luther and what we can learn also from the theology and the concerns of Luther.
While theological differences around ministry of the Church and the Eucharist remain, the Cardinal and the Lutheran leader said they hope the events in Sweden will give impetus to new understanding and even new agreements on sharing together at the Eucharistic table. I'm Philippa Hitchin.